Imagine opening up your heart and home to a man, only to have him steal from you over and over again. They say no good deed goes unpunished, and on today's case, Ms. Graber says her good deeds have led to Mr. Standridge lying to her and gambling away her very last dollars. She's here today to let him know that she is done being his meal ticket, and he won't be taking advantage of her anymore. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Graber versus Standridge.
Thank you very much, Ms. Graber. You say Mr. Standridge is a liar and a thief, and all you want is for him to get out of your life for good.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Standridge, you say you have given all to this relationship, and you hope this relationship can be saved today.
Yes, Your Honor.
It looks like you all are at a crossroad, Ms. Graber. Why are we in court today, ma'am?
So, yes, Your Honor. We met a few years ago on social media, and I thought he was the man of my dreams. He was a real gentleman. No one had ever treated me the way he had treated me. And I thought, finally, my life was going to be in control, mm-hmm. and I was going to be safe. Unfortunately, that's not quite what happened.
Give me succinctly why you brought him to court today.
Well, ma'am, he took money from me and he lied about it. And even when I caught him in the lies, it was just more lies to cover up lies to cover up lies. And I can't trust him. How do you open your house and your heart and you give everything just to have someone lie and steal from you? I don't know how you move on from that.
Mr. Strandwich, what do you say to those allegations?
I'm here today to make sure that she understands how I feel towards her. There's some things that's happened. I know that I kind of am in the wrong, but at the end of the day, I want her to understand if we can't get past this, it's time to move on. It's time to move on.
I would 100% agree. I want to get to some specifics. Why don't you tell me? I think in my court papers, it says it started with him being inconsistent.
So I lost a family member several years ago. He's very dear to me. And I had a ring. A lot of his stuff was already stolen from other different people. But I had a ring. And in his job, I thought, you know what? Maybe this would give him some good luck and we could start getting ahead.
What happened to the ring?
I loaned him the ring, and the next thing I know, it is gone, and nobody knows where it is.
How can she give me something when I can't even keep a hold of a lighter? When she gave me that ring, I knew I shouldn't have took it.
Then why'd you take it?
Because I kind of felt bad that, I don't know if I was setting her up for failure or what, but at the end of the day, it was like, if I didn't take that ring, would she love me more?
So it's my fault you lost the ring?
No, it's not.
So you lost the ring?
Yes.
Do you believe he lost the ring? Or you just don't even know?
I had suspicions that maybe he came into some financial trouble while he took off on his hiatus.
And sold the ring. But then you still let him move in.
I did when he came back. We talked some things out. I thought I was getting the ring back.
I did just lose it. It was misplaced.
But at the time, you gave me different stories.
But I didn't know where it was at.
But you knew what it meant to me.
You know,
that ring was like every embodiment of that person.
But it's found. It's found, and I'm sorry.
Y'all found the ring?
But I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's found. Yes. It's found.
Yes, it was found.
Again, I'm going to go back to you. I understand you're legally blind.
Yes, ma'am.
And you told him what your limited finances were, and there was an agreement that he would sort of pay his share, if you will.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but then the bills started piling up.
Yes.
Yes.
How did you all make those payments then?
Well, we got together. Like I said, we had an agreement, and we had decided to also let his car go back and go together in on a truck. We needed a truck. We were always having to borrow a truck. We needed a truck. And it was easier for me to get in and out of. And so the agreement was I'd put the down payment down, but he would also help me remodel a bathroom. We got the truck, then he lost his job. So guess where the $400 payment landed on? Me.
$400. So now you have
added an additional $400 a month to your bills that you were having trouble paying on your own.
Including the insurance on it, which had to be full coverage.
Especially since you're legally blind. Now, as a legally blind person, how are you able to drive a truck?
I do not drive, ma'am. Haven't driven in 20 years.
So that truck was really for him, not for you. So you paying for his car?
More or less.
No, not more or less. Absolutely. Because you're not driving.
No, I don't drive.
And you paying for a truck that you
a
don't
truck
drive.
That I cannot drive.
And you can't afford.
I'm her errand boy. I'm just going to let you know right now, I do everything for her. I do everything for her and her family. Okay? When I didn't have a job, I made sure I'd done everything I could, everything in my power to take care of her.
But that was too much. How am I supposed to afford that?
Yeah, Mr. Strandridge, why'd y'all put yourself in that financial bind if you didn't have a job to help pay for it? I don't understand that. Why would you make that choice? It's not like you're 22.
Well, let me get back to me. I mean, I remodel everything in this house. I do a lot of different things for her, okay? And I can honestly look you in the eye and tell you that my hours I put in at your house outweigh whatever financial statements you want to put at me today.
Well, let me be
But
the
I
judge
still
today.
Didn't have money. You still have to have money. I can't pay my bills because you cleaned up a bathroom.
Come on, let's get it right. Don't do that.
What did you remodel? What did you remodel in my house?
Well, let's see the breezeway. Let's see the yard. I have redone that whole damn house, lady.
You did remodel the breezeway and then trashed it. I can't even use it.
Well, you say he's a thief. I want to hear this allegation of a thief.
So that goes back to the money from the family member. That was put into an account to be held until I could get it into my account.
And so what money from a family member?
It was $4,000.
What?
Give or take.
So a family member gave you $4,000, correct?
It was out of an account that I was paying my house payments to a family member.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But there was an account with $4,000 in it, correct?
It was actually $6,000.
What happened to the money?
Well,
I took the $4,000.
You took the $4,000?
Yes.
Why?
Because I put it into my account.
Why?
I put it into my account because you asked me to.
Yeah, but you were supposed to hold it so I could put it in my account when I got better.
Yeah, but...
And the next thing I know, it was gone. Bank statement came in my name because I'm on that account with him. It was gone. He says, no, it's there. I call the bank. Bank's like, no, he withdrew it.
She may be legally blind, but she's not legally stupid. Was there more money that was missing?
Yes, ma'am.
You submitted evidence, ma'am.
He took the money out of my account and he did not pay any bills.
So is that why I'm seeing negative, 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 negative?
Yeah.
Mr. Standridge, I'm sorry. It sounds like you've been using this lady for finances.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
What happened to the $4,000?
I spent it.
Why?
Well, I spent $1,300 on my obligations I needed to take care of for my legal actions.
Ma'am, he said he spent all $4,000 on his lawyer.
But, sir, she didn't give you permission to spend her money. What made you think you could take her money? And a hush fell over Jerusalem.
What, do you want me to explain it to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, it goes back to my roots, all right? I come from a Southern Bible Belt family.
Exactly why you shouldn't steal.
I have had some troubles. I've had deaths in my family, and I know I have trauma. But guess where I'm from? I'm from the South. It's suck it up, buttercup. That's what I get.
Mr. Strange, what does that have to do with stealing $4,000 from
her? Yes, please explain.
What does that have to do?
A Southern gentleman wouldn't steal from someone giving him a home.
I want to hear this. What does that have to do with you taking this lady's money?
I told her I took it.
Later on.
So you were a truthful thief? Is that what you're telling me?
If that's where you want to put it.
No, that is the way it is.
It is. It is. It is. And I know I messed up at the end of the day. And I know I'll never be able to pay her back what I owe her.
Okay, so that goes into that category. You out that $4,000, ma'am. Why are you still in this relationship? Because you ain't got but one time to steal money from me. Because the police would be called.
Because my heart.
What about your heart?
I can't deny how much I love him.
Okay, I just said you are legally blind, but you're not legally stupid. I may change my mind.
Oh, Your
Because
Honor,
that
Your
doesn't
Honor,
make
Your
any
Honor,
sense
Honor,
to me.
Your Honor, I do everything for this lady.
Man, sir.
I do everything.
Sir, excuse me.
I do everything
excuse
for this
Excuse me,
lady.
Sir. You don't get to justify being a thief.
It's not justifications.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's not justification.
But you did
I
it
do
more
everything
than once.
For this lady.
Excuse me, Mr. Strandwich, you took $4,000 that did not belong to you and
How is she going to make me put it in my account? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, it's my fault because I trusted him.
Mr. Strandwich, you have not one leg to stand on. And if this lady.
I'm a cripple right now. I literally.
That's
I'm
because.
On my leg.
That's because you. Stole the money. Was there more money that was missing?
Yes, ma'am. There was a $200 withdrawal. There was a few $100.
$200 withdrawal from where?
My personal bank account.
How did he get access to your personal bank account?
Because I'm stupid.
She gave me her card.
I gave him so
I
she
had to
could
go
run
get cigarettes.
Errands for me.
I go get you every day. I go get your needs. I go get your smokes. I get your Red Bulls.
I take care. I did submit
because
some
she
evidence.
Is legally blind.
You submitted what evidence, ma'am?
That he took the money out of my account and he did not pay any bills.
So this money was taken from your bank account?
Yes.
$300 for groceries?
Yeah, this is what I've put out to take care of us. The $200 and the $100 here and there had nothing. Like, he used my debit card for gas, stuff like that, which is very expensive.
But Mr. Sandridge is saying that he was doing errands for you.
Yeah, but that doesn't give him the right to take money without telling me.
I agree.
I've got bills coming out of my account, and when he did that, it threw my account all screwed up.
So is that why I'm seeing negative, 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 negative?
Yeah.
Mr. Standridge, I'm sorry. It sounds like you've been using this lady for finances.
I am an addict. It's not with drugs. It's not with anything. It's with money.
He's addicted to the feeling of money leaving his hand.
Ms. Graber, if you don't want a man to take advantage of you, don't let a man take advantage of you. If you don't want to be a doormat, get your behind up off the floor and stop letting people walk on you.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
There's no intimacy between us anymore, and I know why. I think I know why the fact.
Because I can't trust
to,
you.
But we've tried to split up before. I've tried to break up with her a couple times, and I get the victim, like, hey, what are you doing to me? Why are you doing this? And I want
to
help her.
Because when he wants to break up with me, it's because it's guilt. It's not because he's trying to do something
else,
good for me.
I don't know what else to do.
Ms. Graber, why are you in this relationship? Because this is, honestly, this is the definition
I'm emotionally broken,
of a user.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am an addict. Let's get that right. It's not with drugs. It's not with anything. It's with money. I don't know
he's
what it is.
He's addicted to the feeling of money leaving his hand. It's not money coming in his hand.
Ms. Graber, why are you involved in this? You all don't have any children together? He's not bringing anything to the table but an appetite. And he's stealing from you and he's lying to you. Under what set of circumstances do you feel the need to have this man in your life? I'm having trouble figuring out why we're even having this conversation.
You know,
I will admit he has done a lot for me. He really has. He has helped my family. He has helped me in my house.
So then why are you arguing against him? If you're getting what you need from him,
because I can't pay the bills with him building something in my backyard.
She kicked me out, all right? Like, when we was done... Okay, let me tell you this story. This is what broke me up the most. We was done. She had kicked me out. She took the truck. A family member pretty much gave me a hard time.
Because I couldn't trust him to make payments.
Can I tell my side?
I didn't want my credit to go bad.
I'd like to hear from you.
Thank you. I was gone out of the picture, okay? I had went my separate way. She called me up. I don't know what it was for. I don't know why she called me up. She wanted me to come back. I went through hell. I took a trip to the hospital with a slight stroke, 10 hours, $400 later.
I didn't call him to come back.
Dude, what?
When did I tell you to come back to my house?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You told me you were coming back.
I was leaving. I left. I was gone. You said you need to get back up here and keep this job.
I did. You're right. I thought you should keep the job.
But I already had something else going on.
My bad.
And I had to spend $400. I had money. And don't forget about the $700 I've already sent you in the past week. All right? Let's start adding up some money. So those documents you have there, I have receipts. I wish I would have submitted them.
Well, that's what you're doing, Corey, if you want me to see it.
You know, and I had a stroke, too. Okay, I spent 3 hours,
If he had a stroke, why didn't they keep him in the hospital?
Because I left. Because I told you I'd be there because I love you.
And I told you to stay there.
No, you told me to be
there. You get something stuck in your head and you do it no matter what anyone says.
There you go.
It's I'll be damned. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
I have no earthly idea why the two of you are together other than the fact that you like arguing with each other. And you like complaining about somebody who you have set yourself up to be with. The only reason why Mrs. Standridge is able to have access to your finances is because you gave it to her.
After I came back, she basically begged me.
He guilts me all the time. He tells me how much he loves me. He cries, and he just...
I'm sorry, Ms.
It's so
Graber.
Hard for me...
Ms. Graber.
...to not pay attention to that.
Grow a set. Okay? You're irritating me while I just sit here. I'm so irritated with you. You're a grown woman. You are 40-something years old.
No, you
don't want... Excuse me, Mrs. Standridge, I'm talking.
Yes, ma'am.
If you don't want a man to take advantage of you, don't let a man take advantage of you. If you don't want to be a doormat, get your behind up off the floor and stop letting people walk on you. There is nothing more disappointing than one woman seeing another woman out here allowing a man or a woman to take advantage of her and then come in there and whine about it. Quit whining, okay? Grow a set. If you don't want to be a doormat, get your butt up off the floor. It's enough already.
Your Honor.
I did throw him out.
Sir?
Your Honor.
He also tried to propose to me.
Okay?
I have to tell you this, all right? I'm sorry. I love this lady.
This is another reason I can't be with him, his aggression.
I love this lady. I know I have some traumatic problems in my life, and I want to get the therapy, okay? I want to get the therapy. I told her this. I love her to death. I want to be the one to take care of her. You know?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Really?
Really?
I know you're going to say no. What? I know.
Then why?
Ms. Graber, if you accept this ring, I'm gonna walk out of this courtroom because this is the most ridiculous.
I don't want another fake ring. First ring was fake. How many times did I have to scream no at you?
$800.
I told you when we got together, I would not marry you. I said, never propose to me.
She says, you gotta put $1 million ring on this one.
Yep. It cost any man $1 million to put a ring on this finger.
Ms. Graber,
I will never get married again unless they have an account with money.
Let me say this to you. I rarely meet two people who, quite frankly, do belong together. Because don't nobody else want the two of you. Neither one of you. I would not recommend nam person to be with either one of you. You, Ms. Graber, you enjoy being a victim. You actually do. You like throwing the victim card, Ed. You like talking about your different abilities, because I don't call it disabled. I say differently abled, because you're able to take care of yourself. You may not be able to drive. You might not be able to see as clearly as everybody else, but there are people who are blind in all kinds of ways, and you are blind to common sense. Common sense ain't all that common. And you, sir, are a user.
Yes,
I don't care how much trauma you've had.
Yes.
I agree, get you some therapy. And guess what else? You might need to go to another courtroom because this is not a courtroom for games. This is a courtroom for real relationships. And what I have just experienced is crap.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about a big mess.
She's very insecure.
I have no idea why she would put up with that kind of mess.
Right, and he has this entitlement because I take care of you. I think he was just giving himself a salary.
He was taking the money out because he thought he was owed it, and she allowed it. Ooh, they deserve each other.
Yeah, I'm done.
Made in Georgia.